150 of the GoldenSaucer.net podcast. It's Joey.
And Kyle.
And Al.
Oh, man, I'm really loving this Discord stuff because you can see our names light up. Obviously, you know, we missed last week because of E3. And then, you know, we got the chat if you want to come in and talk to us live. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have Mortal Kombat on again because I didn't prepare anything else. I didn't even think about it.
Man, all day is like, we're going to record. Doesn't prep anything.
I prepped the E3 list, which was a nightmare. If you want, I will drop it in the Discord chat so you can look at it.
That'll be nice, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. So, obviously, we, you know, took a little bit of scheduling difference, but we... it's like, your message is too long, dummy.
Stop trying to be a fancy guy.
Screw it. Just lead the way, Captain. Okay.
I already got it in there. So,
all right. Nice.
So we tried to do whatever last week, and
that's long.
I told you it's long. It's forever.
Long AF.
Okay.
I didn't do anything. All right. But obviously, we're going to talk about E3 a little bit. Then we're going to talk about. I don't think we're really going to talk about what we've been playing or our lives because we don't have enough time. There's a ton of E3 stuff to talk about.
It's true.
Let's just go into it.
All right. So obviously none of us went there, but we're all talking from our experience of watching it from the comfort of our homes and reading about it from the comfort of our chairs. So
being fucking dope ass game journalists like we are.
Yeah.
Rise up, gamers.
Oh, no. No, rise up.
Come on, game developers. Get with it.
No, rise up. Man, I realized I have a lot going on my PC right now. I was like, why is my CPU usage so high? And I was like, oh, I see.
All right, I'm doing things.
All those Pornhub tabs.
No, my buddy's streaming on Twitch right now, and I have him open, so I'm going to just close that.
I'm just giving some casual views on Twitch.
I do that.
I'm streaming on Twitch.
I do that.
Are you some sort of Smash Brothers player? Those assholes do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, every Smash stream I ever watch is, like, some guy being like, oh, I think that was my bro. Let me see if he's streaming. And then they go, and they're like, yep, sure is.
Oh, the Tyler is like, hi, Tyler. I guess I should mention that. I did go to a Twitch meetup, talk a little E3 shop there at the meetup. That was kind of fun. I think I asked you, Kyle, if you wanted to go, and you're like, no. And I think you went to PetSmart.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
And then I won a keyboard, which was great because I needed a keyboard because mine just kind of started to crap out.
Sometimes you win a keyboard, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Hold on, I gotta watch this fucking advertising for art before I can look at your stream, Joey.
Alright, so anyway, anyone want to say anything interesting before we get into E3? We're just gonna get into it.
Not enough to, like, warrant talking about, I'm being real. Okay.
Yeah, I know Alf was saying he's a little under the weather, so we'll be quick.
Yeah, it's just, if I start coughing up a storm, I said I would mute it, so don't worry about it.
Alrighty, so obviously the weekend started off with the pre-E3 show with EA doing their EA Play event.
Happened.
A quick rundown of that is, like, they just announced a bunch of DLC and a bunch of what we're doing later for Apex and Battlefield. also, they I looked at it like it was a real person, Kyle.
It is a real person. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Obviously, they announced FIFA 20 and they announced Volta Football, which is like a FIFA Street kind of style.
Yo, FIFA Street.
Yeah.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, so it looked pretty good. And then the big announcement, of course, was like
FIFA Skeet.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Someone got it. Thank you.
I was trying to ignore it to make it go away.
No. You let FIFA Skeet into your heart.
All right. So they showed gameplay for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I think that would be the highlight for the EA.
For EA? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys check that out? Like.
I watched some, like, a little bit of, like, the long form video for it, but I'm still really on the fence about it, if I'm being real.
You know, I thought it was going to be more of a linear progression, you know, A to B kind of scenario, like
I did too, and that's what I wanted.
like Force Unleashed, and it's and they're saying it's got like Metroidvania aspects where you'll clear a level or you'll reach a part you can't reach and you'll go to another planet or another system and get like an upgrade or a tool or something to allow you to go back to that planet and kind of clear go through that path, you know?
Not my, all games deserve to have to be Metroidvania.
Yeah, my favorite thing. Yeah, it's either a Metroidvania or it's the Dark Souls of its series. And
Or roguelike.
That's true. There are only three types of games now, boys.
Well, I mean, Alf should be playing a roguelike right now with Cadence of Hyrule, so.
I beat already.
That game's like four dungeons, so obviously.
Yeah, I watched a streamer.
You count the last one.
I watched a streamer play it, and I was like, this game is fucking adorable.
The game is fun.
All right. Yeah, it looks great.
Well, we can talk about it when we get to Nintendo. So, I mean, that's like the big thing is like a lot of people left like the EA feeling like they were just talking about Apex and Battlefield, FIFA and Sims. You know, nothing like new, nothing like
the games that make them money besides Sims.
Right. Well, like, you know, like other than Star Wars, which was kind of a known quantity before, what do they bring? And so it kind of like a disappointment even for, you know, and like, we can talk about this a little bit more, but
they had Little John and Little Yachty fighting each other.
What does that say for, you know, we're next year is supposed to be console launches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what does that say if EA doesn't have anything to show for next year? Like, and this is what we're working on for the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox. What have I been calling it? The 1, 2, 3. You know, and that's kind of disappointing because, like, even if they just said, you know, hey, here's a taste of things to come to get into the Mortal Kombat
they
stuff.
They have FIFA, Madden, who gives a shit? They don't care. They
right.
Make money off that.
And that Star Wars kind of like, it was kind of like, had some parts that was kind of hokey, you know?
I mean, it's Star Wars. It's kind of
like
designed
gameplay,
to be hokey.
It just felt like all cinematic.
Like, what was it? Like, have you seen the thing where Forrest Whitaker like lands on the front of the AT-AT when he's like driving it? And he's like, hey, it's me, Forrest Whitaker. I'm up against the window here. Let me in.
I still have asthma.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. All right, so then after that we have...
Did you die in Rogue? what are you doing here?
So we know this takes place before Rogue.
He's like, I had to get paid!
All right. How else do you know I'm getting asthma?
So this is the story of how he became asthmatic.
All right. So the next one is the biggest one, which is Xbox, and... I'm going to kind of... I'm kind of going to blaze through this one real quick. So we've all agreed that like
420, what is it?
If there's anything that we really want to talk about, we'll come back to it and talk about it, or we'll just say, hey, we want to talk about that. But so they went through their like big announcements. They were supposed to announce 14 new games from Xbox Studio or 14 games from Xbox Studios, 60 games total that day. They talked about The Outer Worlds, which is the Bethesda game we already knew, not Bethesda, Obsidian game we already knew about, Bleeding Edge. Ori and the Will of the Wisp, which I think is their third time showing that, right?
Yeah.
Minecraft Dungeons, which is like a...
Diablo Minecraft.
Diablo Minecraft, exactly.
I think that looks really fun. I'm not a Minecraft guy at all, but like that has my attention.
Outer
Worlds has my attention right now.
We can come back around to
Outer Worlds, obviously. Yeah, we'll probably touch more on that. Yeah, Outer Worlds looks... pretty fucking good.
Star Wars again, then they showed the Blair Witch... Which is like a surprise announcement, right?
I literally just think that it's like just like the most tone deaf fucking horror. Like I just like don't understand like why it, like it's nobody's interested. Like
I'm
the
into
gameplay
it.
For it. Like whatever.
If it serves, I need
to see more stuff. But like it just doesn't look like a.
I think it's a property that if they made a survival horror game, that it would be fine. You know, it's not going to be like I have my expectations are so low that anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything competent is going to be pretty good.
I guess.
I mean, if you made The Evil Within 1 as the Blair Witch, it'd be fine, right?
Nah, I'm having a real hard time, like, seeing that argument, I guess. Yeah. Like, I think that it's based off of a series that has long since passed its relevance.
Right.
It's a train that was missed and all of a sudden just showed up in the fucking station.
It seems like it's just capitalizing on like the like popularity of like the horror genre because of like predominant YouTubers and like it feels like it's trying to
its namesake is going to get it by. That's about
but
it.
They didn't show that much.
But that's the problem is that like I don't think that like from what they showed it's doing anything new enough for me to like even look at it again.
Okay. I mean, like, you remember we all kind of doubted what Friday the 13th would be, and that turned out to be a... I'm not going to say it was like a game of the year or anything like that, but it turned out to be an okay game and to actually do something just interesting with that property.
Slightly worse than Dead by Dawn or what? But Dead by Daylight.
It did something good with that property and at a budget price. And it's true.
Joey likes the fucking franchise. That's why he's fighting it so far.
I like Blair Witch 1.
He owns it on Blu-ray and
HD DVD. I have a VHS tape.
That's the thing is, like, I just think that it's like so like I think that like it's just, I don't know. It's like obfuscating the like landscape. Like I just don't think that there is enough interest in that as a franchise to hold it over as its own thing. Like Friday the 13th, like Jason Voorhees is an icon.
Yeah. Like, so there's more room to get it wrong.
Has one good
but
movie.
The Blair Witch is a joke. Like it's
right.
Like,
so there's more room to do better things to make it right and to make it better.
I know we're kind of like hammering down on a game that nobody cares about, but that's my point. Is that
with no information.
Any franchise, Joey.
Like, that's the thing. It's like it doesn't look good enough to warrant being good on its own. And the thing that it's using to like leverage against people like looking at it is the Blair Witch Project.
All right. All right. Well, let's move on to the absolute moment of E3.
Holy shit. What a fucking...
So
what a legend.
So obviously if you haven't seen, I don't know, a TV, it's even on like phone. It's on the news. Yeah. It's everywhere.
You're breathtaking.
So
it's
obviously,
your boy.
I
the eternal good guy, the hover hand.
I basically almost jumped out of my chair, you know, mm-hmm. like when it happened.
Awesome.
Somebody messaged me and they were like, fucking Keanu Reeves at E3. And I was like, what? Like, I wasn't even watching the conference and I logged on and looked at it. It was like, oh, that is fucking goddamn Keanu Reeves.
So, I mean, basically, they come out to show a trailer for Cyberpunk 2077. And then, like, obviously, like, a little bit of a leak had happened, so we knew what the box art looked like. We knew what the collector's edition looked like. Uh-huh. And then they show the trailer, and at the end of the trailer, your character gets revived from the dead, and it's Keanu Reeves.
Up, samurai. You gotta burn this city.
Yeah, he's like...
He's like, get the fuck up. Let's go.
Whoa.
And, like, it's really good because, like, since they've shown, like, some memes with Enter the Matrix Keanu Reeves right next to Cyberpunk 2077 Keanu Reeves. And
have you seen the hold on, I'll find it for us. There's a great meme of Keanu throughout all of time, and like the most recent one is 2077.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you know, obviously he comes, then they open the stage and there he is on stage in person in the flesh to announce the release date and just kind of show off.
They offer was it 3D Project? What the fuck is his name?
CD
Project Red. Yeah.
They offered the guy that yelled, "You're breathtaking," a collector's edition.
Yeah.
Of the game.
Right.
But he turned it down. He's like, just donate it to leukemia.
No,
yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
Well, no.
He's like, let's put it towards a cause.
He wanted them to buy a go-kart, which is a mobile gaming platform that they can wheel in and out of kids' rooms in hospitals. Yeah. And I've seen them and they're really cool, but they cost like $2,000, $3,000.
Yeah, but that's a drop in the bucket. And like, it's nice for.
They got Keanu. They could do it.
So
I sent the meme to the chat.
I think I heard it. So April 16th, 2020 is when it comes out. So
a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Right. Everyone thought that was going to be like a next gen. Launch game or like 1 year into the next gen. Yep. So
I did not have
visually,
it.
The game still looks fucking great.
Yeah.
Looks amazing.
Yeah. So obviously that was kind of great. Obviously what we're talking about is a guy yelled, "You're breathtaking." And then that opened up a whole can of worms that I don't really.
So it was because Keanu was like, the whole thing is breathtaking. Yeah, and then
a guy heckled, you're breathtaking. And then it kind of.
Which he anti-heckled. You're breathtaking. You're
he
all breathtaking.
The truth. He stated fact.
Yeah.
But
it's by virtue, it's a heckle because it was a guy on stage.
So that opened up a whole can of worms for the rest of E3 for just like every single conference, someone yelling nonsense.
Yeah, Bethesda was fucking garbage because of that shit.
Yeah. Like they're like, we got to move away from this guy who's like yelling. He was like yelling into a mic.
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty fucking sure. That's where the whole thing, oh, they paid actors to be in the audience. I'm like, no.
No, well, so the Bethesda one is rumored that they was employees and they had had a little, it was an open bar right before.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So, all right, but that not seems fair. We're bogged down in the weeds already. After that, they announced Spirit.
Listen, Cyberpunk is not a thing you gloss over. Is all I'm saying. Yeah, like, that's the diamond in the rough.
They went for Spiritfarer. Then they showed Battletoads, which I'm
garbage.
I wasn't even gonna fucking talk about. I was Battletoads exists.
I will say that they introduced a new art style that is very.
Newgrounds, 1999.
Yeah, listen, that's dope. Don't hate on Newgrounds.
It is a very.
No, I'm not. But
I would say a very. Yeah. I don't want to say it's primitive. Rough. It looks like a Flash cartoon, and and if that's the style they're going for, it's fine. But it might just need a little bit more polish to get it there.
I think it needs a little more polishing. Like, don't get me wrong, it looks like Castle Crashers. It could fucking wow me still. But right now, with what they showed me, it looks.
Ugh. Right,
yeah, I'm not interested at all.
But I mean, that game is a game that we talked about, like the brutal difficulty, you know, all the things that it is. It might not be for everyone anyway. And like, it's another thing that, like, if it's free on Game Pass, you don't care what it looks like as long as it's fun to play, right?
Well,
so
a dollar for 3 months on Game Pass.
Bravo all right. for starting off with the pause menu music.
That was great. It was great. And you never know; it could just have a killer soundtrack, and that's all it needs, you know. Like, all right, and hopefully, so. Yeah. The next thing they showed was something that I was very impressed with, which was The Legend of Wright. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was kind of the pen and paper RPG sense, in the sense of like it's a notebook, a physical notebook that they're just turning through and animated. And like
that was a Vita game, I think, at one point.
I really dug on the art style and then like the way it's presented. And like, you know, it's kind of one of those things that I've always kind of wanted to see done. And anytime I've seen it done, like, it's never struck the right way. But
have
I
you seen The Knights of Pen and Paper?
I have, and that's pretty close. But,
The Knights of Pen and Paper is a little more reliant on having, like, a pretty vast knowledge of, like, Dungeons & Dragons. Mm-hmm. Or at least have played a fair amount of Dungeons & Dragons. So this, like, seems a little more accessible. But yeah.
I immediately thought of Drawn to Death, which was the game that just came out like last year that didn't do too great.
Not to be confused with Drawn Together.
Yeah. And then they did, Microsoft rolled their ID at Xbox trailer, which had a bunch of cool stuff in there.
I didn't see anything for that. Yeah, it didn't show up in any of the highlights.
And then out of left field, they announced Flight Simulator was coming back.
I know that scratches an itch that a lot of people have had.
Yeah. Oh, no,
like,
no.
I know there's a ton of people who would buy, like, even, like, fucking stupid, giant, expensive peripherals in order to play a flight simulator that had some sort of, like, actual proprietary backing. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, something with content that's, like, regularly being rolled out that, like, Microsoft will support.
They're saying
I was yelling, I was like, oh, it's the Forza Flight DLC or some shit. Finally.
Yeah. Nope. Well, no, I mean, their big thing is that they're going to have, like, the real-time satellite maps and things like that, so it's just going to be hyper-realistic landscapes and stuff like that. All right, so cool. Further on, they announced Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, which is
interesting. I've heard a lot of people say that, like, they're really happy about it, but, like, it's just weird that, like, that kind of came out of left field for me.
I mean, they've been working on, like, a bunch of stuff for the Age of Empires stuff, so it didn't really surprise me that they had something. Then they announced Wasteland 3. I don't think any of us played Wasteland 2.
Nope.
Or
Wasteland, for that matter.
My notes are wrong here, but I think they announced that they bought Double Fine after that.
Double Fine!
And then they showed Psychonauts 2.
Which looks fantastic, by the way.
I love money!
So, Psychonauts 2 looks actually awesome.
And then... yeah, I mean, they look like more Psychonauts, and like that's what I expect from them.
That's all you need. Like, that's like one of those things where, like, I feel like Psychonauts is one of those franchises that it ain't broke, so like, why try to fix it? Like, you just give more, right? Like, if you get Richard Horvitz to do voice acting, and you know what I mean, like, and Tim Schafer's involved, then you're doing it right.
Right. And, you know, them buying Double Fine will help. Like, Double Fine's always had a problem with, like, budgets and staying, you know, kind of on task. So it's always
deadlines.
Good. Yeah. So it'll be good for the Microsoft to have them.
I remember watching the development for Brutal Legend, and like that thing was like all over the place.
I mean, you saw what happened with Broken Age. You can actually watch that. All right. So moving on. Then they announced
Star Wars next.
This is why I don't give you the control of the thing. All right.
It's the Skywalker saga. So whatever.
More Legos. Okay.
They added one game and resold you the rest of them.
Derek, this is the Lego game for you.
Then they announced Dragon Ball Kakarot.
They had already announced this game.
Yeah, it's DBZ something.
Project Z. It was given the name Kakarot, and it's apparently just going to follow the story arc of like Saiyan Saga through whatever. We don't know how far it goes.
Well, I mean,
it's
saw Cell in there.
We did see Cell, but we didn't see like Boo. I don't believe I didn't see Boo, which is the end of the Z arc. I mean, as many times as people buy it, dude. Like that's kind of
this time it's in 3D.
I cannot argue that
this time it's in 3D.
Is it off the fighting engine?
No, that's the thing. It's an RPG. It's an action RPG. So like,
well, no, but it's off the fighter's engine, right?
No, the fighter's engine is a 2.5D system, and this is a 3D system. It looks really nice. I think it's using like a similar art style as Fighters, but
I think it's confusing.
Like, I don't think it can be the same engine. People keep buying them, so yeah, keep releasing them. And like, if it's expansive enough, and like, I've talked about a Dragon Ball, like a full fledged Dragon Ball RPG since I was a child. Like, right. I've always been like, if we could have Final Fantasy as Dragon Ball Z, like I would love that. And this is the closest it's going to come, I think.
Well, so
I'm looking forward to like more developments in Dragon Ball Kakarot to see like what exactly it ends up being. Because right now it looks too much like Xenoverse for me to care about it. But if it ends up not being Xenoverse, then I'll give it a look.
Sorry, gag reflex.
All right, so
yeah, it's bad. I know, I hate it too.
I mean, you know, I don't even remember the point I was going to make. Let's keep moving. The next thing they announced was they showed like a little.
I don't know shit until you're talking about some shit way later here.
All right, so they showed a trailer for 12 minutes. It's kind of like a overhead.
Groundhog the game next.
No,
Is that like 10 seconds? Like what is so, explain this game a little bit to me?
So it's basically an overhead adventure game / mystery game where you keep reliving the same interaction between characters in the same room over and over again, and there's different interactions.
Oh, so Alf was right.
It's definitely one of those games where like the art,
it looks cool.
Art and the storytelling and the how they deliver it is definitely going to push it on. So I kind of want to check that out. And after that, they showed Way to the Woods, which looked pretty dope.
I know zero about Way to the Woods.
That was the deer game.
Okay, nope.
What, the deer god? The only deer name I know is the deer god.
All right, so check that one out because it's really got a good art style. After that, they showed Gears 5.
Which one is the one with pop vinyls? Is that already released?
That turns out Gears Pop is they show that it's like a tactics based phone game. So don't worry about that one. For Gears 5, they showed the new mode called Escape Mode. Escape Mode is a 3-on-3 like reverse horde mode where you're running away. So then they had they underneath the stage they had WWE stars. Well, not even WWE stars.
They're still down there.
Well,
to this day.
wrestling stars, right? Because like there were people who weren't WWE involved.
No,
too,
he was NXT. It was
Kenny Omega wasn't there.
No, that was a different thing. It was
Xavier Woods and some other guy.
A guy from NXT who I can't remember.
Wasn't AJ Styles there too?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
How do you not remember AJ fucking Styles? He wasn't.
We said
AJ. I said AJ Styles.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. My bad.
Yeah.
Some say he's still there to this day. Okay.
Tyler Breeze.
Oh, Tyler Breeze. Okay, I like Tyler Breeze.
So
he made main roster. He was a fashion police with
and your boy. That's an every fucking game this year. The Terminator.
Yeah. So then they announced the Terminator DLC with the Ultimate Edition.
I was waiting for the Terminator to be in Smash. Actually, I'm ahead of myself.
And then they showed a little bit of the Kate stuff for the story. And this is called Gears 5, not Gears of War 5. It's called Gears 5 now. Then they showed a trailer for Dying Light 2, which, that game has quite a following. You know, a lot of people keep playing it and sticking to it.
But this one looks like it's straight away from what the first one was.
I think they're expanding on it a little more, you know.
Yeah. I got to see more games.
All right. Then they brought out the Microsoft standard car on the stage. This time it was a car made of Lego bricks. They announced the Forza Horizon 2 Lego Speed Champions expansion, which is like this whole Lego thing where you can build Lego cars and Lego tracks. Then Kyle's favorite part, they announced the leaked out several years ago Microsoft Elite Controller 2.
I already have it pre-ordered. I got yelled at for pre-ordering it.
$180.
It was funny. I was talking to my girlfriend, and I was like, babe, I need to start trying to save some money because I have to buy this controller in November. And she was like, controllers aren't that expensive. And like, I was like, it's like $200 after buying the warranty. And she was like, what the fuck? She was like, I'm going to give you so much crap if you actually buy that controller. I was like, that's fair.
Did you tell you already owned two of the other one?
I was like, that's a superfluous. But I was like, I'm going to sell my original Elite controller, which I probably will. I'll try to sell it, honestly, and put that towards it.
Sell for $100.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if someone would be happy to get a mint condition Elite controller for $100, it has extra pieces. Like, I have, look at all these extra pieces, Joe. It has, because I
all right, you're not trying to sell it here. It's not trying to sell it here.
I don't know, but
you too can help Kyle get a new second controller.
Can get an Elite controller too if you visit my Patreon. Dude, if I could get Sarah McLachlan to fucking sing me a song so I could get an Elite controller too.
Well, we got so real quick, the rundown is they increased the amount of texture on it. They added Bluetooth, built-in rechargeable battery that lasts up
40 hours.
Tensioners on the sticks.
That's what I'm the most hype about, is an adjustable tensioner on the sticks.
So they're supposed to be as tight as the original 360 thumbsticks were. Three profiles now instead of two. And then...
Three levels of trigger density as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know what's going on with our stuff here. I'm seeing some like drop frames, but sorry if this is kind of choppy. But
how are we losing frames of audio only?
No. He's talking about the Mortal Kombat stream.
I just moved my thing, and I'm like, oh, we're dropping frames according to OBS, but it's not that many. I think it's just the weather messing with my internet connection.
The weather is fucking bad where we are. Holy shit, the fucking weather is bad where we are.
State of Decay 2.
There's only a couple. Yeah, what is State of Decay 2 like even releasing fucking DLC for? Isn't that game like super new?
I think so.
Oh, I thought Joey died.
I got a message like, why Al's mic is too loud or broken.
From somebody who knows what they're talking about,
No. I'm gonna adjust you back up, Alf. Just like
they said it was too loud.
Not too loud. They said sucks.
Oh. Oh, sucks. Yeah, no, they're just talking about the quality of Alf's voice. It's just
they're just
shit.
Talking about Alf's quality.
Yeah. They're just like, well, the quality of Alf's voice is just shit in general.
So I'll make him louder. Just make him louder. It's fine. All right. So then, State of Decay 2 Heartland. They announced Phantasy Star Online 2, which is really weird.
That I care for.
That's an interesting announcement.
And to top that off, they announced the Chinese Korean Crossfire X. Like Crossfire is like one of those.
Not that you'll get caught up in the.
Yeah, not that
Crossfire.
One.
They should have used that to leverage the game. Obviously,
they should have.
That's a near miss on whoever owns that franchise. That's a near miss on them.
It's some game in the East that they're trying to monopolize over here now.
Yeah, exactly. From China, like I think
it
is.
Okay, looked like a shooter.
Well, I mean, they don't really explain what it is, so it's kind
of
like
get to the real meat of it right now. Go. Tales of Arise Chicken.
Yeah, Alf's right. That's the hype.
That's funny. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, they didn't really show much other than like the.
They didn't show much.
No,
they showed enough to where it's like, okay, Tails is finally taking that fucking jump into like it looking next like game. a real game. Like, so long has Tails been held behind this fucking like, oh, it's got to be this like stilted anime style. Like, it's still very Japanese looking, but like, it's not.
like high fidelity, like, behind all everything now.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there's actually, like, you know what I mean? Like, the skyboxes are like high fidelity and like high definition. Like, it's the right step forward for a series that's already beloved.
Can I make the joke now?
Go for it.
Please make the joke. Yeah.
Tales of Arise. Arise Tales.
All right. Good enough.
One convenient location for Tales in Africa.
Funny.
Those are good jokes.
Yeah, we got those old 2005 jokes.
Joey knows those jokes. He doesn't. Do you still just watch Adult Swim?
Yes, basically. I mean, I will tell. I you know what? I said this to Christy this weekend, and I'll say it again. Like, it is just background noise. I'm not watching it. It's just on. You know.
Yeah, I know, but like how many times have you heard the full catalog of, like, Family Guy?
Pretty much, like, all of it.
Right, but how many times? Like, it's insane.
Yeah, probably like twenty times. All right,
three,
which we already know about. Then the leaked Lilith and the Fight for Sanctuary DLC was confirmed, available that day.
Not bad.
Yeah, I went through half.
I ran through it, and then I ran through like half of it with Joey. Mm-hmm. I've got problems with it. Honestly, like, I think that it glosses over some stuff that doesn't need to be glossed over. But I think that as far as like a free addition to a game that is already amazing, to include an HD texture package for Xbox One X. I don't know if like PS4 Pro gets the same treatment.
They both got it.
Perfect. Yeah. Like, so getting an HD texture package for free, and then also a DLC that adds content for all of the other content as well, like getting a level cap adjustment, getting those rainbow legendaries, the new like tier of legendaries, like, for free. That's just for you for having Handsome Collection.
It's only on the Handsome Collection, which is not on like base 2. So if you have base 2 for, you know, Xbox 360 or PS3,
I mean, at a certain point,
PlayStation right now, so there's no
At a certain point, like, it's like, I don't know how much value you can possibly ask for. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not willing to spend the like, because it's $20 new usually on the marketplace. It's free on PlayStation right now. If you're not willing to spend that amount of money for that amount of content, then I can't help you.
Yeah. All right. Well, so after that, like, because it leaked early, like the trailer didn't leak, but
the news for it did.
Yeah. So,
George R. R. Martin.
Elden Rings with George R. R. Martin and From Software.
That looks great.
Yeah. So then
Miyazaki, like.
So then
I'm happy about it.
The last two things, like, we can tie in together. They put out their Project Scarlet video, which is the exact same video with the Xbox One X, mm-hmm. where they announced it's basically the same specs as the PS5.
Our dick is a little bit bigger than it was last time.
And then, you know, the thing they did say, the key elements to take out of there, four generations of Xbox on one console. So Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox One, Scarlet,
and then the current stuff, yeah.
And then they announced Halo Infinite is going to be. They're still working on it, and they're shifting it development to the Scarlet, so that might be a split game.
Yeah, that may be one of those things that, like, you get like a slightly dumbed down version of on the Xbox One.
And like, I don't want to, like, this is something we can talk about later, like, as it happens, and we can talk about it a lot. But if you think about the fact that the Xbox One is backwards compatible with the Xbox 360, there becomes this thing where console games, and PS4 and PS5 as well, console games are going to become like PC games where, or are they going to come out PC games where the game exists and the experience you get is a little bit different depending on the hardware you're playing it on? Like, the base level experience is the same, but you might get better graphics, better visuals, better, you know, fidelity.
The only dissenting argument that I have to offer on this platform is, so, like, let's look at a multi-release title that's like Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
Something that was considered to be a AAA title by a big company that had EA backing. So,
right.
I mean, like BioWare/Bethesda. It was almost an entirely different development team on the 360 edition than the current gen edition.
Right, but we're talking about we're talking about something where, you know, the difference is 4K textures versus 8K textures, you know. Or
yes, and then also we're talking about like a dedicated development company. Like if we're talking about straight up Bungie or 343 Studios, you know what I mean, like.
Or even your smaller games, like, you know, what was a small, like Battletoads, you know what I'm saying? That experience on the Xbox One and the Xbox One, Two, Three could be relatively the same, you know what I'm saying?
Nice tie-in callback for your joke earlier, Joey, I like that.
But, you know what I'm saying? And especially because, like, Microsoft did announce that all your Xbox One peripherals, controllers, Elite Controller 2, Connect.
Oh yeah, that fucking really fucking widens the PP a little bit more. Like them telling me that controller is not only a singular investment for my PC and Xbox, well, multi-dimensional singular investment for my PC and Xbox One X, as far as like Microsoft, you know, having Windows, like I can just plug in the Elite controller and it works for the majority of PC games that I already have installed. Saying that it works for this Project Scarlet is already like that controller is just sold.
Yeah, and you know what? I forgot. I don't know how I managed to fall out here. I forgot to mention Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, I saw that advertised. Can you explain that a little bit better for
me? Okay, so here's what they have. Right now you have Xbox Live, which is your play online, do online stuff.
It's your monthly thing, or you can buy it via 3 months, 6 months, or year.
Yeah. Right.
Increments.
And then you have Xbox, and then that comes with Games with Gold, you know, your free games. And then you have Xbox Game Pass, which is your monthly installment for,
you know, quote unquote Netflix of games.
Yeah, basically. Your Netflix of games where you get hundreds of games. And like the thing is that any Microsoft first party title, Forza, Gears, they debut day and date on Game Pass. So as long as you're paying for Game Pass, you get the full game the day it comes out for free. Well, not for free, but included with your monthly subscription. So
pretty good, especially because like I just turned my Xbox on today and it said it was giving me that shit 3 months for $1.
Right. So they're always pushing it. And so they also announced, Xbox Game Pass for PC. There it is, as well. And so what this is, they talked about it. We talked about it before, is the Netflix for games for your PC. So originally, even if you had Xbox Game Pass for the PC, certain Microsoft titles would still work on your PC, like Forza and Gears and things like that. And you could download them through the Microsoft Store and play them. Now they have over 100, you know, this is in quotations, over 100 games that work with your, like for your PC. Right. Yeah. So, you know,
is that cross-platform stuff exclusively, or is it
no like... it's like things like you get Age of Empires in there. There's some things that are just on the
shit,
PC.
Really? Wow.
That's... I mean, like, I can bring it up right now, not to be a,
that's a little that's a little bit better of a deal than I originally thought it was.
So like
so wait, so does Ultimate includes
so
the
Ultimate
PC edition?
so for Game Pass for the PC, right? It's in beta right now, and it's going to be, it's $5 a month for the beta. And then I think it's supposed to be $15 a month after that. And so like right now you have Metro Exodus, Football Manager 2019, Wolfenstein 2, Ark Survival. Where's the list of freaking games? all games. Here we go. I'm just pulling up the list. Everspace, the State of Decay 2 Heartland, Thimbleweed Park, Full Metal Furies, Guacamelee 2, SteamWorld Dig 2, Sea of Thieves, Forza, Gears, Recore, Al's favorite game, Prey, Super Hot, Super Hot, Fez.
Do you not like Recore? Is that what?
Recore is amazing.
You love it. I heard that it was not good in most respects. And I heard that it also shirked a little bit of the collective respect for Keiji Inafune on top of him lying to your face and then also not delivering on Mighty No. 9 and then the subsequent anime that was also supposed to be delivered.
All right, so The Messenger, which is a great The Messenger, Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight's the shit.
Jumping ahead? Hotline Miami, Into the Breach, Shinmue 1 and 2, West of Loathing.
Excellent game. Okay.
Yeah, Brothers.
Okay. So you've made your point. It's a lot of really good games.
And so what Microsoft has done is they've decided to roll in together and make
one neatly tied package you can get
for Xbox for $15 for $15 a month. So you get Xbox Live Gold, Xbox Game Pass PC, Xbox Game Pass for Xbox.
For $15 a month. That's all three. That's okay. So that's actually a lot of value.
Yeah. And so I mean, it's a little bit expensive when you think about it as $15 a month, but they had a make good going on right now where you can get a trial of all three, a trial for $1 for the whole month. And then some people are getting targeted ones for $1 for 3 months. And so.
Yeah, I was just advertised 3 months for $1.
And so.
Also, to just try to level, like to give you a better idea of the kind of value that entails, that's what I pay for World of Warcraft when I'm paying it, per month. $15 a month is what I pay to play one game for a month.
Exactly. So there's definitely a lot of value there. What they were doing as a make good for people who've done other things is they said, oh, well, if you have a year of Xbox Live Gold on your subscription and you upgrade to Ultimate, we'll turn that year of Gold into a year of Ultimate. And then so a lot of people did the math and they're like, holy crap, I can get years of Gold for $45 on sale or, whatever. And so you could stack up 3 years for $130, So for $130, you can, if that one, if you have to do it before you do the dollar, but you can stack up very quickly and be sitting pretty.
It's cumulative?
Yeah, I am Xbox Live Ultimate until
2022. Holy shit, Joey.
Yeah.
What if they just pull the rug out from under you? You're just like, that's,
I only got
like, I ain't pay that much. I'm like $100.
Yeah, I'm only like $100 in, So
fair enough.
All right.
Yeah, you've got a lot more faith than I do, bud. That deal to me, like, it seems too good, and that I also think that not enough people are going to agree that it's that good.
Yeah.
And that a lot of people are going to be skeptical of.
Well, they got to keep delivering the game,
That's the problem, is that it's like, what about the month where, the summer months where nothing hype is coming out and you're still subscribed to it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, then you're playing like Forza 4 or whatever. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, we have somebody who's playing Forza 4 Lego Edition or some shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
I keep seeing that being a thing on somebody's
That night, after that, the Bethesda whatever you want to call that shit show rolled out.
Well, it's not a total shit show. There's one game in there that looks real good.
So I'm gonna run through this real quick, and then we can talk a couple of things. Elder Scrolls Blades
just
for the Switch,
them all real quick.
No, because I got to dunk on one. Elder Scrolls.
Wait. For the Switch, you said?
Elder Scrolls Blades for the Switch.
Isn't that the phone game?
Yes.
Is that out?
Yes.
Interesting. Continue. Interesting if true. Go ahead.
Then they announced some Fallout 76 stuff. A bunch of people cracked some jokes about how bad it was.
They're like, oh man, Fortnite is Fallout 76.
So they announced two things. One, they're adding NPCs, human NPCs,
a revelation. Yeah, what a revelation.
Unprecedented.
An MMO that has NPCs in it. Crazy.
And then they announced a Battle Royale mode for Fallout 76, which is kind of interesting, kind of.
Yeah, well, too bad the combat system is already stilted. So like,
and then I think there's two things worth talking about. Then they announced Ghostwire Tokyo with the most adorable presenter. I think she's the game director. She has like really stole like the show with her like.
You're full of shit if you think that she stole the show and not fucking.
Have you? Well, I mean,
She's innocent. She was really innocent.
She was really great.
Yeah. I agree, and I love that, but like, there's obviously one game on this list that is clearly
it's at the end. So anyway, that it really looks interesting. Ghostwire Tokyo. It's by the same people who did the Evil Within, Evil Within 2.
It actually does look good. I don't want to shit on that. I think there's a lot of promise.
There's a lot of cool fan art of the director.
of course there is. Jesus Christ.
She said that she was collecting
it. Have you seen any of the artwork for Wooloo? It's the same level, but people want to fuck her less.
I love that people, actually, as soon as Wooloo came out, they're like, Wooloo.
Yeah.
All right, like, we forgot to talk about that. Okay, we can talk about that when we talk about Nintendo.
Yeah, talk about Nintendo. We'll talk about it, yeah.
They announced Elder Scrolls Online Elsewhere. Basically, the spoiler there is, you know, there's dragons in that.
The best thing about that is the fucking name of the thing is called Elsewhere. How is that? Like, all right, whatever. Go ahead.
Then, to surprise everyone, they brought back Commander Keen as a kid's phone game.
Sure.
Then they showed a cinematic trailer for their card game, Elder Scrolls Legends.
Legends is perfectly fine.
But that trailer had nothing to do with it.
It's true.
It's a Khajiit full crazy nonsense. Rage 2.
All right. So I got issues with this. You're going to release a fucking package of DLC while that game is still barely functional?
The DLC is going to fix it.
Fuck off. It's not even going to touch it. You know not going to touch it. Rage 2 is an absolute shit show.
So after that, they announced, they showed more from Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Didn't it get multi-console announcements? Isn't it coming out for a lot of things?
I think it was already coming out for everything. They just showed a bunch of Synthwave is exactly what
Alex. I thought it's coming out for the Switch too, which they didn't announce, I thought.
Maybe that's what it was.
Is that just me?
It's not in my notes.
Don't fact check me, because I don't pay enough attention to like be fact checked.
It's not in my notes. They showed Deathloop, which I thought was pretty cool.
I don't know what Deathloop is. This is the first I'm hearing of it. Please explain.
Oh my god.
I told you I watched like highlights, dude. Like if it's not,
you gotta do better than that.
If it's not like Reddit worthy, then like I don't know what to tell. Just tell me what it is. Is it a shooter?
I don't remember. I have to watch the stupid trailer on mute.
Oh fuck it then. Keep going to the thing that is real.
It just like you look like this super stylized action shooter thing. All right, there you go.
Weird how I called that. All right, we go.
Then they showed Doom Eternal, and they basically showed like a bunch of the really cool stuff. They showed, you know, all the add-ons you can get, kind of going.
A little bit of like where the story's going, like how freeform the movement is, grappling hook, melee weapon.
They showed the grappling hook before, but yeah.
Yeah, but like they kind of featured it. Yeah, like Doom Eternal is going to be the absolute jam.
Yeah.
Like I cannot possibly see how that game is going to be shitty.
Did you see the collector's edition? You can get a Doot skin for your dude.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. It's literally called the Doot skin. It's called the Doot skin.
Mad lads.
Yep. It's called Mad lads.
It's called the Doot skin.
If I had money, I'd buy it, but I don't, so I won't.
I mean, still a whale's way. All right. Next morning was Ubisoft.
Oh, that's a company that still makes video games, I guess.
Watch Dogs 3 had leaked, but we all knew it was there. So, That was kind of interesting. They show it's set in a
granny hacker.
Yeah, that's right. You can be any of the NPCs that exist in that game to include
old granny. Grandma. Old granny, who was fun. They had a lot of fun with it. I mean, like that game, it's more Watch Dogs. If you like Watch Dogs and you kind of want
to
see them,
you couldn't pay me to play Watch Dogs again.
Wow. All right. So after that, they announced that they're making a show for Apple called Mythic Quest or Mystic Quest. I don't remember what it was. Mythic Quest.
Mythic Quest. Yeah. Why is that being announced at E3?
Right.
What the fuck? Whatever. It doesn't belong here.
Ubisoft backed them up a little bit.
Then they have the Rainbow Six Siege in season.
What is that? Is that another Royale game? Capitalizing on the 2018/2019 phenomenon of battle royale games.
No, it's just their next season, and it's you know.
I hope not, because like I'm sick of seeing them.
Well, it's just like Casino Royale.
Okay.
So It's fine.
I would lie to you if I said that I looked at anything Ubisoft had to offer besides Gods and Monsters.
They announced Brawlhalla has an Adventure Time thing.
Oh, I watched the trailer for that. That's actually cute because Adventure Time is beloved, and I think that it's come at a really opportune time because
the show's canceled. Not canceled. It's off the.
People were very happy with the happy slash sad because it's gone, but pleased with the ending of Adventure Time and it being gone, and then like having some content that gives you like a little bit more Adventure Time. And also they had a Pendleton Ward did an animated short for the Adventure Time Brawlhalla trailer, which is also very cute and very funny, featuring John DiMaggio and I can't remember the kid's name. He's not a kid anymore, but the dude who voices Finn. But it's Finn, Jake, and Peeves, Peanut Butter, Bubblegum Princess.
Not all right. Moving on, not that that's bad, but it's, it is what it is. It's just an add-on for Brawlhalla.
Yeah.
They went on to talk about Ghost Recon Breakpoint, which is just more Ghost Recon. They just kind of avoided controversy by moving it into a fictionalized country.
Seems dude smart.
From Walking Dead with his dog came out.
Yeah, the dude from Walking Dead with his dog came out, and the dog just kind of sat out there, which was cool. They showed off Elite
Squad.
They showed Elite Squad, which is like this weird. It looked like tactics based phone game kind of thing with or even Dota or something. I don't even know how to describe it, but it was
whatever.
It had Sam Fisher in it.
what a beloved character, Sam Fisher.
Then they came out and they did it again. They did the Just Dance 2020, announcing 10 years of Just Dancing, and then they announced that shit's coming out on the Wii, but not the Wii U. And everyone,
that's such a power play, because it's like, oh, do you own a Wii? Probo. Do you own a Wii U?
It plays Wii games.
I have it somewhere. Yeah, like, can I play the 2020 edition of 20 Dance Wii on my Wii U?
They've said, like, yeah. They've come out and said that it's supposedly going to be the last Wii game made, unless Limited Run makes one. And so they're like,
Limited Run stuff fairly counts, but it should be the last one, obviously.
Then they announced the next For Honor add-on, Shadows of Hitokiri.
Hitokiri.
It was there.
Looks all right.
Yeah.
That game was one of those games where like I was super pumped for it, and then it just didn't deliver, like in terms of its netcode and connectivity, and it ended up being like not something that I was super interested in. That being said, watching people who play it at high levels of gameplay are that's pretty exciting. Like watching like one dude take on like three dudes and For Honor is pretty exciting.
After that, they announced Rainbow Six Quarantine. Showed off some of the Division 2 stuff. Alf, do you care about the Division 2 stuff?
I do, but I already know about it, so it's good.
it's their
year plan for all the DLC that's coming out. The four phases. So
hopefully they don't Destiny that up.
Hey man, Division 1, for what it's worth, the season pass, when I got it, that game pumped out content.
I know, I heard that you played it for a long time. I know a lot of people play it. Like, I'm not somebody who invests in that kind of game, but I know a lot of people who got a ton of value out of the Division. And additionally,
another one of those type of games like where I'm going to invest a lot of time. But right now, it's
good.
On the
back. Good. I hope
Final Fantasy 14 and Bloodborne. So,
are you playing Bloodborne? Okay, we need to talk about that.
I mean, not Bloodborne. Sorry, Bloodstain. Sorry.
Oh, you shitter! All right, you're wrong.
Did you see?
I'm waiting for the Switch release.
Did you see the deal on Amazon, Alf?
What?
You get a chocobo, a big black chocobo thing if you buy any $29.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care.
Okay.
All right. Bloodstained is on sale on Steam right now. $35.99. You save $4 on Bloodstained.
Game good. Boys, I'm playing it. Game good.
Yeah, I mean, it's Igarashi, man.
I'm picking it up on Switch next week.
I'm picking up on Switch too.
Wow, I'm surprised everyone's picking up on Switch.
I want that.
It's the Switch.
The game just runs good on a PlayStation. That's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't own a PlayStation.
How about explain it to you this way?
If I was going to buy it on a console,
I'm gonna get it on the Switch now because I'm gonna play it on the Switch now, and then when it goes on sale on the Xbox, I'll buy it on Xbox.
Well, buy it on Best Buy, you get a Steelbook for free.
That's what I'm going to. Yeah, because that's
on Switch? Switch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We discussed this.
I went to Best Buy and opened up the Steelbook, and there's a CD holder with a little plastic insert for a Switch game. It's stupid.
Oh, I might buy two. I might buy two then.
It's meant for a CD. It's not meant.
Let me know when you go, bud. I'll come with you and pick it up too.
All right. Then they announced Uplay Plus, which is their answer to EA Access and Xbox Game Pass and all that stuff.
And
so,
Origin and Stadia.
Yeah, and well,
welcome to having 10% of the customer basis that every other company that has this platform.
Right. And so it's $15 a month. But let me give you this: $15 a month. You know, every 4 months. That's the same as a $60 game. So if you buy 3 Ubisoft games a year, Assassin's Creed.
I don't, but continue. You said Assassin's Creed and you got nothing else?
They're
Assassin's Creed games a year, right?
I had two others, but it just... Rabbids. Another Rabbids. All right.
That's so funny.
Then they announced Roller Champions, something that kind of leaked a little earlier. That looked kind of cool. Kind of excited about that. Then they showed a trailer for Gods and Monsters, which has everyone up in arms, but they didn't really show anything.
Their only unique title that they announced this year,
but they didn't show anything.
Nobody knows anything about it.
They just showed a tight looking character models and things. They're like, this is great.
The announced trailer for it is so ambiguous. Like,
it could be anything.
It was just a bunch
of
gameplay video.
Yeah,
it's just a bunch of pre-rendered nonsense looking fucking super sharp and shiny in a goddamn.
I think they got rid of the fucking E3 fucking gameplay. Like, hey Tom, you gonna join on? Yeah, man, I got your six. Let's do this.
Right, yeah. They did get rid of that bullshit.
Fucking gamer talk, bro. Let's go.
And they also didn't do their "We love you, we're Ubisoft" thing that they used to do because they were going to get bought out. So
yeah, it's all true. Right.
Moving on. I forgot to mention they opened up with the Assassin's Creed Symphony. I forgot to mention that.
That's pretty cool. That's the best thing about Assassin's Creed is likely the music, but whatever.
All right.
I was gonna take a dig at it. Never mind. Go.
Some of that music is more iconic than others. How about that? Like 2 and 4 probably have the most iconic music. Maybe a little bit of 1.
You talk about those sea shanties in Black Flag? Because obviously the best way to go.
Yeah. All right. Square Enix came up next. And to my surprise, they opened with Final Fantasy VII, and it took took forever. And I have so much to say about Final Fantasy VII that I don't want to say it all because we're going to be on here for another 30 minutes just ripping on that game.
That's true. Give me like your two biggest bullet points, and I'll give you my two biggest bullet points. And then, Alf, if you have two biggest bullet points about it, we can trade off.
Tifa's tits.
Alf is the fucking king of that joke.
All right. I got like, I'm going to try to multi do tier one. The battle system, I like that they went to an active battle system and changed it to an action game. But I don't like that, but I don't like that they like. Oh, also that they say it's Mako and not Mako.
There's a pause feature to go and sub control your people and units.
But it's still active.
It's a nice blend of both. It's a nice.
But it's still an action. It's still an action game. And then,
at its heart, it's an action game. It is not a turn-based.
Here's my deal.
Definitely not. But they kept some of it. I mean, it won't. We talked about this at great length.
Like, so
that in today's world.
I agree with Alf. I think that in a world that wants to play the Battle Royale, like infinite amount of content and like action and shit, like a turn-based RPG is going to be a turnoff for a lot of people. That being said, I agree with Joey and think that my biggest bullet point is that it is not a shot-for-shot remake of Final Fantasy VII. Granted, we knew that already.
Right, but I mean, there's things you can fix, there's things you can do different, and there's like little tweaks you can make, and as long as the big general strokes are there, I'm fine with it, you know what I'm saying? But
and
like,
it's not episodic!
The set pieces are all
there. Right, but that's the problem. No, this is my downside. They said that game ends when you leave what's the name of the first
Midgard.
So so it's not even the first disc.
Yeah.
And so like for $60, like I'm getting really cynical, you know what I'm saying? For $60, I'm not going to give you $180 to $240 for a $20 game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or a game that's already been $60 once. Or that I've already bought several times.
I can play all of Final Fantasy VII on my Switch for $11 and change.
Right. And, like, I understand, like, a lot of work went into it, but and things like that. But you guys, they're, like, really stretching it out,
also,
you know?
Also, I said it's not episodic. It's absolutely episodic.
Yeah. And, like, they didn't even announce, like, they're not even, like, setting a roadmap down for how far it's going to go. Or how, right. or it's going to be 4 parts, oh, it's going to be 3 parts. They're like, we're going to make it to where we get tired of making it, and that's where we're going to stop, and you're going to get it then. And if this part took 10 years, I'm not going to wait another 10 years for part two.
Not to be shitty, but like, let's take a look at another beloved franchise that just got its most recent installment, Kingdom Hearts, where, you know, we were what, 12, 14 years, something like that,
right?
Like in between 12 and 14 years between canonical sequels, right, of those games.
And this is so late,
and nobody's happy with it. So,
right. Like, and on top of that, this is so late in the console development cycle that this is going to be stretched across two generations.
And it's also fucking PS4 exclusive. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then so on top of that, they announce,
I mean, eat a dick, Alpha, but just not play it.
They announce a $60 version.
I absolutely am sucking it right now.
A $70 version. And then they announce a $330 edition. And it comes
with the only difference between the regular collector's edition that is much, much less money is that motorcycle that Cloud is sitting on.
Right. It's a Play Arts Kai figure, which is a high end figure.
Granted, you know, and they look great, and I think that figure looks great, but those Play Arts figures of Cloud and Tifa and Aerith already exist,
right,
for way less than $330.
And they're so making, like, another one. They're making a Barret one.
I'm sure they'll make a Barret.
And so, like, you know, a lot of people already have these things, and I understand, like,
it's not a high detail figure. Like, if they had told me that they were going to fucking put, like, something we'd never had, like Red 13, which, granted, yeah, I don't think he exists. He does. He existed before the end of before you get out of Midgar. But if they had given me Red 13, or if they had given me like Bahamut X, or really iconic,
fucking Knights of the Round coming out of the fucking sky.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it had been something really high detail to earn a $330 price tag, Cloud on a motorcycle is not something that I can't possibly agree that price tag is.
You know, there's a super fan who has it as a tattoo on their back who's super pumped. So, and then, like,
sure, yeah. I guarantee that it'll sell out the minute that it becomes available, because that's just how Final Fantasy guys do it.
Right.
But, like, for me, your average consumer, and I might even be your above average consumer, because I've bought Final Fantasy on a PS4, a PC, and a Switch, and probably not a lot of people have done that. But I would not even consider giving Square Enix $337,
and you love stupid collectibles that you buy that cost too much money.
I do. I love that. I'm seriously, like, sitting here looking at my fucking positions for Dark Souls 3 and Sekiro. Mm-hmm. I died.
So no, you're right. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, I'm sitting here looking at expensive figures, and I wouldn't even consider paying that kind of money for a fucking Cloud on a motorcycle figure.
And then, you know, I feel like for that price, it needs to have a voucher for at least like episode 2 in there. Something.
More than a Play Arts figure, because, like, and that is not a shot at Play Arts. They make the best figures in the game. Besides, you know, them, Figma, and like Diamond Selects. Those are the fucking guys who make the best figures.
Hey, Todd McFarlane. Hey.
McFarlane Toys. Yeah.
McFarlane Toys makes decent shit, but their rules on variant figures is fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, those are the top three high-end action figure makers, and I agree that Play Arts is probably, you know, top two of those three, but $330 is so much.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I don't know, there's just like so much we can say about it. I mean, the game looks great, the characters seem fine, the acting seems fine. I was really excited to see that it was Aerith. You know,
not Harris. Were you we got mad, some... like, not to get divisive here, Joey? I know you hate division as far as this type of conversation is concerned. But do you think that Barrett's black enough?
You know, I saw that kind of argument coming in out of there, but like,
isn't that such a strange thing to be like up arms about? Like, I've never in my life.
That's not my fight, like, to have, you know what I'm saying?
Also, like, I see Barrett and I go, okay, this is Japan's take on a black man, and it's fine. Like, he's kind of one-dimensional as a character in 7.
Yeah.
And so, like, giving him a little bit more dimension in the remake seems fine, especially, like, if it's done correctly.
And, yeah, and I don't know.
I don't see what I saw, like, people, like, being like, man, he's just not black enough. Like, there's so few, like, I'm not sure what that means. Like, do you want him to be like?
It's not my fight.
Do you want him to be like a Chappelle Show caricature? No. Like,
let's leave.
I agree. Like, we don't need to get too deep into that.
If you want to see like a, if you want to get a heartfelt reaction from the actual on-site demo from the booth, take a look at Max Millian's video.
Right, he has like a 30-minute video breaking it down.
He broke it down, and the one thing he loves, the dialogue. He says it's fucking awesome.
From what I saw, I agree with him. I think that it's pretty pretty spot on for what we're going to consider to be a shot for shot remake of the dialogue that exists in the game already.
I've said my piece. What's wrong with Alf? Do you have anything you want to add to it? Like,
no, I'm good with the game. It's just I hate that it's episodic. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the dumbest fucking decision of all time.
Moving on, they announced Crystal Chronicles for the phone, right? That was for the phone, right?
Isn't that weird? Does anybody care about Crystal Chronicles?
I do.
Joey and I worked at a fucking video game store for years and years. And I don't remember anybody beating the door down for the classic Crystal Chronicles.
There was people who wanted to play it, but it was small.
But they're fine with it when you're like, it's $8.
All right. After that, they announced something we already knew about, the Last Remnant remastered.
Even less desired game being remastered.
Yeah.
I know like two people.
$20 on the Switch.
Sure. That seems fine. I think the game is fine for $20 remade.
Then they announced Al's favorite, Dragon Quest Builders 2. I think we already knew about that, right? It was already out in Japan, so we already knew about that.
That's been announced, yeah.
So what that is that just Minecraft for
Dragon Quest?
Yeah, Dragon Quest.
That's pretty much it. That seems fine.
Then they announced Circuit Superstars, which is like this RC Pro-Am style game, which I thought was kind of cool. Then they announced some Final Fantasy 14 crap that I'm sure Alf cares about.
Yeah, there's more Shadowbringers cinematics and stuff.
Incidentally, like did you see the commercial with Spider-Man?
Tom Holland? Yeah, I saw it.
Pretty good commercial.
Yeah.
Then they announced...
It's also got that comedian. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about?
He's from New Girl. That's all I know.
Do you know who I'm talking about, Joey? I haven't seen the commercial. I just knew Tom Holland was in it.
Yeah, Tom Holland's in it. He's training to be the warrior of darkness or whatever it is.
So then they announced Romancing Saga 3, and then Romancing Scarlet Grace. Then they showed Outriders. None of this is particularly interesting to me. Onanaki.
Also not particularly interesting, if I'm being
honest. Then the real big reveal that a lot of people were... Like, I've seen a lot of people split on this one. Final Fantasy VIII Remaster comes out. And
so the only thing that's really surprising to me is that game was supposedly lost to the ages.
Right. So apparently they found it, and, like, I don't... Like, some people felt like it was disrespected because, like, they kind of did, like, the least amount of work possible to remaster it.
Well, it's Final Fantasy VIII. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. The stepchild gets no love continues, you know?
It's funny because I went over to a friend's house like the day after all the conferences were over, and I was cooking a meal for a couple of friends, and that was the Final Fantasy VIII was the thing that they were the most excited about.
There's a lot of people released. Who love that game, you know. And
I agree. The people who love Final Fantasy VIII think that it's the best Final Fantasy by a wide margin. Obviously, they're wrong as fuck, but I mean, like they can have their opinion about it.
So I mean, and then like, I kind of want to be careful with this one because, like, it's real tough to explain. So they finally, the Avengers game that Crystal Dynamics is working on that we've all known about, it finally was shown.
You idiot! You captured the stunt double.
Yeah, and so the problem is that it's not
it look like trash.
It's not set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they didn't do enough work to distinguish this property from that.
I like that the voice acting seems like it was.
It's
just
great though, but it's Nolan North. It's Troy Baker.
Whatever. It seems like it was straight up ripped from a straight to Netflix special.
But the problem, like the problem is like
those are great to the game. Don't get me wrong. That those are icons of the industry. Well, but
the problem is that they
I think they were missing a one and a couple of zeros behind their paycheck.
They 1,000 pesos.
1,001 pesos.
If you look at it, they like the character models are just too close to what the cinematic universe equivalents are, and
no,
then
no, I disagree.
No, that's what I'm saying. They didn't do enough to the comics. No, they didn't do enough to differentiate them from how they look in the movies. Right, like you look at Captain America, you're like, yeah, that's what Captain America looked like in the movies.
Okay, but, so Cap, yes, but as far as like
Bruce
Tony
Banner,
with his helmet,
no,
with the helmet off,
right?
Thor just looks like straight out of the fucking like 1970s comic.
No, Thor looks like they pulled his out of the first movie.
You guys saw the wrong trailer. They nothing looked like it. Here, I'll post a picture. You're remembering
something. They look like comic characters. Like, what are you talking about?
No, like
I just watched the trailer that they announced that
look at bootleg Captain America we got there.
I'm not even looking at anything. I just see Keanu Reeves still.
I just see Keanu. Yeah.
Oh, send my bad.
Yeah, it's
okay. Then, with the helmet offshore.
No,
yeah,
no.
Male trans Black Widow.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a fucking hot take.
And then Hugh Jackman, Bruce Banner. I was like, it looks all weird.
So, like, the problem is like, I'm not talking about look at their faces. I'm saying look at the outfits. Look at what they look like.
Paintball gear.
I 100% agree with Joey that the Cap's outfit looks like the movie version of Cap.
Really?
Right. Yes. Look at Black Widow. She looks.
That looks like motorcycle helmet gear.
And no, sure. I'm not disagreeing that it doesn't look good, but I'm saying that it does. It looks like the movie version of his armor. Like it looks like the Winter Soldier version.
Compare that to something like. I'm just saying, even in the art style, they went realistic. Your mind automatically goes to the cinematic universe, right?
Maybe. I still think that Thor looks like straight up out of the comics. And
oh god, I don't want a YouTube video. No.
All right. Well, nonetheless. So, and then like they explain.
I'm not like Marvel guy. So like I could just be talking shit. So like
they kind of don't really explain. Like they don't really show the video. The game being played that much. They spend a lot more time talking about the voice acting.
It's all cutscene.
And the premise, they don't really, you know.
Yeah, and the premise is just what, like Avengers being fucked over. Like it's like
they go to San Francisco and Cap dies and then
like the San Francisco bridge gets blown up and like fucking yeah like it's like the Avengers are at fault somehow some crazy how I don't know and then it's them basically being like yeah we reestablish the Avengers credibility
exactly so I don't know I feel maybe like with some tweaking and you know
but my issue is what is the game.
It's like, supposed to be a brawler kind of thing.
Is it? I didn't see any gameplay from what I looked at. Like everything that I saw was all fucking like pre-rendered cutscene stuff. All
right. Well, moving on. That was what they closed with, and everyone was like, "Okay, great."
It'll be fine.
That night, the Devolver Digital masterpiece came out.
These are the boys who make Ape Out and
Into the Gungeon.
So my friend Pedro. So they show first game they show is Fall.
My friend Pedro looks fucking sweet.
So
it's getting a port to something new, right? Like that was one of the things.
No,
that,
it's just a Switch and PC. Same
I
as always.
It was getting a port. Okay. All right. Sorry. My bad.
So this time, instead of making fun of E3 press conferences, they made fun of Nintendo Directs, So they announced Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, which is kind of like a Lemmings scenario, kind of Gang Beasts. Sure. I don't really know how to explain it. It's whatever.
If it's like Gang Beasts, then that'd be good. Gang Beasts is super fun.
So then they announced available that day, the Devolver Bootleg, which is knockoff 8-bit copies of their own games available in Steam.
That's cute.
Then they announced Carrion, which is like a meat kind of. That's a dead meat kind of thing. So then that's like a puzzle platformer. Then they announce Enter the Gungeon, House of the Gun Dead, stand up arcade cabinet for $5,000. You'd have to be an idiot to spend $5,000 plus $500 shipping.
$5,000.
Yeah,
$5,000. Alf, what would you say if we told you that we have a way for you to play with that arcade cabinet?
Okay.
Yeah, we can make it happen for you if you want. If you want to play Enter the Gungeon,
yeah.
It might require a small rental fee because it's $5,000.
All right. Then they announced the Messenger Picnic Panic, which was like a DLC, kind of changes up the setting there a little bit. All right.
Messenger's cool, so let's do it.
I didn't mention the PC game show because there's not a lot there for us to talk about.
Not a lot going on there. Yeah.
Then we have the Nintendo Direct, which is probably the second biggest thing and the most stuff.
Yeah, I agree. There's some really fucking dope stuff.
I've just been sending some pictures on the chat, so enjoy.
They
let me look them out. I love me.
Yeah, I saw that one. All right.
All right. All right. Ow.
Where's my thumbs down? I get why
you. I need you to calm down. Joey, don't use that picture as the thumbnail.
I'm not going to.
I know it merits me saying it that you shouldn't.
It's so bad. I don't care.
All right, cool.
There you go.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this fucking Nintendo conference, because there's some dope stuff in here.
All right, they opened with the Smash Bros. Ultimate Dragon Quest Hero character announcement, which was really weird. So they just called him the hero?
Well, he is the hero, yeah. So, like, because you name him whatever you want. So it's weird because...
Right,
like,
but they were going to...
It turns out that, like,
Eldrick, right?
Yeah, Eldrick. So it turns out that, but that's the thing is, it's all of the Dragon Quest, not all of them, but
yeah,
it's like five of the Dragon Quest Hero main characters that are all
Echo Fighters.
He looks like a bit of a Link reskin, if I'm being honest, but still very, very cool. And here's the thing. This seems like an obvious effort in order to rabble rouse a lot of the hype that exists quietly within the Japanese market. Because obviously Dragon Quest, you know, beloved franchise, but not nearly as beloved as it is in Japan.
Yeah, they chose Japan for the year anytime that game comes out.
Yeah, you get basically what equivalents to a national holiday. For Dragon Quest when it comes out in Japan. So having those characters there is cool. I think a lot of people will like them.
So wrapping up right behind that, they announced Dragon Quest XI S. I forgot to put the subtitle. Then they showed some Luigi's Mansion 3.
Are you talking about Gooigi?
Gooigi.
Oh, fucking Gooigi?
So they announced that they added multiplayer co-op support in there.
They said that they were also going to focus heavily on puzzles and boss fights as far as Luigi's Mansion is concerned, because that was something that the previous game kind of lacked.
Right. And I suggest if you have an interest in Luigi's Mansion, checking that out. Then they showed Link's Awakening.
Which I think shed a lot of light on that.
It's looking
upset about it.
It's looking more and more
a little happier that it's shaping up a little bit. Alf, I know you were divisive about
Alf. Before Alf says anything, I saw him on Twitter trying to retweet to win one of the little keychains.
Yeah. Alf, how do you feel about Link's Awakening now that we have
it won me over?
Are you still not super excited about the art style, or have you come around?
No, I'm excited, man. I'm digging it right now. I'm really
good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you feel that way, because I also like, I wanted to just take the opposite side of the argument, because I like Link's Awakening is one of my favorite handheld games, and I thought that it looked good enough before, but now I think that I'm like, oh, this merits a full fledged re-release.
So did you, Alf? Did you see that they kept the thing in there where if you steal from the shopkeeper, he
fucking kamehameha's you?
Yeah,
yeah, it's awesome.
So I'm really excited about that. I mean, like, you know, that game is definitely...
It looks like they're going to stay true to it, yeah.
Yeah. Followed up with that, which was the real surprise announcement for me, was they announced the Trials of Mana, which was a remake, which I think did they mention that in the Square one? I don't remember. But then Trials of Mana...
Rengoku or something like that, 3 in
So Japan? It's what we know as Secret of Mana 2.
Yeah.
Is remade and called Trials of Mana here now. And then they announced a...
That's already available, by the way. You can buy that right now.
Then they announced a collection of mana, which is the very first Game Boy Final Fantasy Adventure game, Secret of Mana, and then for the first time ever, the English translation of Secret of Mana 2 for the Super Famicom. Mm-hmm. And so, like, everyone's like, everyone I know lost their mind because that was like the game you wanted to play because it never came out here. Like that, yeah, and we didn't get Bahamut Lagoon.
Yeah, the Bahamut Lagoon and what?
Clock Tower, a bunch of all sizes.
Not Clock Tower. What's what's the name of that fucking game?
Not Phantasmagoria.
No.
We said that.
That thing we already talked about. Illusion of Gaia 2, right?
I don't remember what it's called. Yeah. But yeah. Now we're gonna sit here all day. Moving along, so that's kind of cool. They announced it's digitally available, but that now there's pre-orders went up for the cart, so I'm probably gonna pick up the cart when it comes out.
Limited run, get it.
It's mass produced.
No, it's gonna be a limited release.
Oh, okay, all right, first run only. Yeah. I got you. Okay, I was thinking limited run games. Okay,
no, not limited run games. Sorry.
So then they announced, I think it leaked out already, but they announced Witcher 3 for the Switch. Then it came out, a lot of people were saying that it runs in like low resolution. You know, we forgot to talk about the Xbox resolution. We can come back to that.
Terranigma.
There it is. Yeah, Terranigma. There you go. They announced they showed more Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yeah, it looks better than I thought it would before, but I'm still not interested.
Then they took their time to announce to show a weird
Resident Evil
5 and 6 play thing that was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Resident Evils. You want to take your time on that? All right.
So I love Resident Evil 5 for some fucking reason. I think it's because I played it with a really close friend of mine, like couch co-op style Resident Evil 5.
It's fine if you play it co-op. That's what I've always said about the game. It's only fine if you play it co-op.
That's accurate. If you play any other way, that game is really sluggish and it chugs in areas and it just feels like really stilted because if you're playing Chris, like Shiva just doesn't know what the fuck to do. But I think that having it remade on the Switch, just makes everything better, man. Like literally everything. Shut up, man. What have you played on the Switch? What remake have you played on the Switch that you haven't been
All right. Well, okay, fine. Skyrim. There we go. Doom.
You played that? Okay. Doom. All right. You're right. Doom. Yeah. Doom. That's not a remake, though. That's just a point.
All right. No More Heroes 3 was announced, which was kind of a surprise because I thought
that was cool.
Is that Travis Strikes Back?
Again. I know it's a new one. So.
And then you're like, yeah, Contra's. Oh.
Yeah. So.
I didn't even look at this. I don't give a shit about Contra, so it's so weird that this is even a fucking thing.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a Contra game. It's kind of like they made it a Contra game and didn't ask anybody what they wanted in one and made it anyway.
Kyle, when you think Contra, do you think of a panda that's wearing a bandana and shooting a machine gun?
I mean, it's there.
Yeah, man. Have you not played all of the Contra games that have characters that aren't Stallone or Schwarzenegger inspired?
Bill and Lance. But anyway, yeah. And then they announced the Contra collection. And then, I believe it or not, they just upgraded the Contra collection to include... that was the Castlevania collection. Kyle, I forgot to mention that. They just announced in the Castlevania collection that they unlocked all the Japanese versions of the games.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Oh, like Rondo of Blood and shit?
No, just like the Famicom.
Not the one that people want in fucking
Japanese. No, maybe. I don't remember what's on there or not. But they're talking about the Famicom version of Castlevania and things like that.
Just as a quick parenthesis, I literally fucking binge-watched all of Season 2 of Castlevania 2 today, Alf. Mm-hmm. What a fucking ride.
Isn't it only three or four episodes?
No, it's not nine. Eight?
Really?
The first season is
four. Oh, Jesus. I'm never going to watch it.
Season three. You should absolutely watch it. It is fantastic. It holds up to the actual
hit with that bloody tears.
You ruined it.
No, that's the thing that people were really... You and I, Alf, are going to talk about this sometime because that bloody tears scene is... fucking god.
All right, all right.
That is some great fucking. That is some dick hard shit.
I'll try to watch it while I should be sleeping. All right.
And the whole Belmont house.
All right.
It's so good.
I agree. They're literally gonna be beating down the door here. I got like just to finish this so we can get out of here. Daemon Ex Machina. That still looks like a mech
game. What the fuck is that?
It's a mech game. It's virtual on.
It's not virtual on. It's like virtual on if it also had an anime base.
It's like Xenoblade Max and
Right? Thank you. Yeah, it's like Xenoblade.
The real surprise was the resurgence of Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah, I'll take it. Panzer Dragoon is one of the most fun fucking franchises that has not gotten any love. What, Orta?
Yeah.
Right? Has there been anything
since Orta? I think re-releases and stuff like that. Then they showed off some Astral Chain. They kind of explained a little bit more what that game is.
Thank God, because I even after they explained it, I still have no fucking idea what Astral Chain is. It's worse than fucking Death Stranding.
I thought you had stands over inside you. No. You have a slave. I was like, oh, this is not good.
Oh, they're beating down the door. All right, we're going to have to be quick. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which, believe it or not, Kyle and I got a chance to play.
We played it. Holy shit, is that game mediocre?
I think that game is exactly what you see it to be. It is a linear progression level based brawler.
I'm interested.
I think if you play it with four people and you're sitting down with some beers,
I think four people is too much. I think if you play it with two people and like you're with a friend who's like close to you, then I think it'll be very fun. Four people was a little overwhelming.
It was a little chaotic.
It was just everybody was just like, what am I doing? I'm flying. Am I unlocking this door? Like, what am I, you know? The biggest issue is that with four people, everyone's trying to do something at once. This is like the demo that
screen locks and
we had to keep talking to fucking Jessica Jones and
everyone wants to walk up and talk to Jessica Jones and she says the same thing all over again. You get stuck in the text box. You're like, stop it.
Yeah,
stop.
It's bad. but then when you activate like the I'm gonna do the big group attack and then everybody joins in, it's really fucking.
It's just nonsense. The screen just fills up with nonsense and numbers and you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's clearly the best part. Aspect of that game, which has always been true.
Yeah.
So
then they showed Cadence of Hyrule, but that's out, so we know what that is. Everyone
what
loves
an adorable
it.
Game.
I really like the remixes. Like I've been hearing some of them since before they came.
I've been listening
awesome.
To them. I watched Barry Kramer, former Game Grumps editor, stream it, and I was like,
Was he studying and chilling?
that's pretty good. Fucking chilled cow. Fucking send us the fucking check.
All right. Mario and
music's awesome. Story's awesome. Gameplay's pretty fucking good.
It offered me baby mode.
I took baby mode. Don't regret it.
Did you play with the mode where it like plays like a regular game?
That's baby mode. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. After that, they showed Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympics.
Let's capitalize on that game.
Did you see the biggest news? There is like everyone's like, how come Sonic's wearing shoes to surf?
Yeah, but why is Robotnik?
Sonic always wears shoes.
Yeah, that's exactly what was tweeted. Is that as a matter of his style sheet? Is that he always wears shoes? And then someone dug out some.
Have you seen? All I've seen for like a dissenting opinion of that is like I've seen like those people who have shown Sonic without shoes, and that shit's disgusting, and I never want to fucking see it again.
All right, what was it? Then they showed Animal Crossing: New Horizons. It got pushed back. Yeah, March 20th, 2020. But then they came out and said the reason why it got pushed was they didn't want to do any crunch. And everyone's like, oh yeah, we don't want everyone to die to make our stupid town building game. So the conceit this time is that Tom Nook has bought an island and he flies you to the deserted island and you just build the entire island and entice everyone to fly to the island and live there with you. And you know, there's all kinds of new things like being able to set the furniture out on the
gross. I didn't need to see that.
Yeah, you like that? You like that shit?
What happened?
Check out the Discord.
I'm trying to wrangle.
No, check out the Discord.
Do it. Nice. All right. Well, I'm trying to wrangle everyone out of where the area I am in. So
continue that.
So then they showed some Switch games as a reel, and then the last two, the big two, the best reaction GIF ever made. They announced Banjo with a bunch of fake outs and a bunch of clues and a bunch of everything. That reaction GIF is going to live on forever.
Dude. So, all right. Let's get real here for a second.
Why are you in here?
Why There's, are you
in here? Why there, are you
in you know, here? You know, we can hear you whisper, right?
Yeah. What'd I say?
It's like you said, why are you in here? Like 13 times. It's like Homer when he whispers.
I didn't realize it.
So let's be real for a second. There's a lot of beloved characters that already exist in Smash Brothers. Banjo-Kazooie being included is a goddamn absolute no-brainer. Like, did you see the article with Phil Spencer saying that it was not even a decision? Like when Nintendo offered the contract.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, what is it?
Phil Spencer was like, hands down, yes, I will sign that right now. I will not even fucking talk to, like, investors.
But he said, like last year, the year before last, he's like, yeah, I'd love for Banjo to be in Smash.
Yes,
we're not doing anything with him here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, Banjo's not getting any love anywhere. What a perfect example of, like, letting a beloved franchise be a part of another equally, if not way more obviously, beloved franchise that will inevitably make more sales happen for both parties. I mean, I don't know how much people are going to, like, invest in, like, the Rare Replay or Banjo Nuts and Bolts, but
I mean, I saw some people saying that they wanted to play Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie.
Yes.
Because now they want to, like, relive the glory days.
Know where he's from? Yeah, and like if especially, like, there's a bunch of younger people who are playing Smash Brothers, and this is their introduction to those characters. Like, they're going to be like, "Where's this guy from?" And you know, it's similar to like Ness and Lucas being in there and Earthbound getting some love. Because, sure, like, obviously, there's probably not, you know, there's enough people who want that in their life to buy it, for like Nintendo to have released it on the 3DS XL, the new 3DS XL, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But like it merits people like figuring out like where it's from. And I think that Banjo, and especially like Nintendo's always been like kind of trolly when it comes to like character announcements.
Yeah, I mean, but like they showed the Jiggy right at the beginning.
They did. They showed the Jiggy bounce by, which, you know, it's
a dead giveaway.
It's a pretty dead giveaway, yeah.
Yeah, but you thought like maybe they did it for like to announce him later.
No, but it's very clever, right? Because they have other rare characters.
Yeah,
are the introduction to Banjo being announced, and I think that like it worked on both, like the oh we're fucking with you, and then also the no seriously this is a real thing.
I think the greatest heartwarming thing you can take away from here, if you look at the Nintendo YouTube, that whole video, it's called Best Friends. Mm. They labeled it that. So,
oh, that's great.
And, yeah. But look at the reaction.
No one likes Duck Hunt Dog.
No, but look at the reaction KK Krool has, Diddy, and Donkey. Like, they're cheering him on. That he's
right, yeah. They do the same.
The Rare family, like, is welcoming the other Rare.
Well, so, like Donkey and Diddy had, like, a very similar reaction.
King K. Rool was announced. Yeah, that's exactly what
it was. It was the eyes go through the window. The window broke out in, like, a similar fashion.
They were shocked. Like, no, they were cheering him. Like, Donkey was giving.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there was like a genuine like kind of like overarching, like, all three of those characters were happy to see Banjo.
Yeah, it's like Rare family reunion. It was like, that was so awesome to have that all together.
I agree.
So it was heartwarming to see that, and then Banjo looks fucking amazing.
He looks great.
His in-game design is fucking great. His music, Grant Kirkhope is back. That's fucking awesome that they got that.
Mm-hmm. Dude, so that's great. So are we going to have a, like, Grant Kirkhope involved remix of some of, like, the classic Banjo tunes?
The theme you heard on the E3
that was Grant Kirkhope?
That was him. That was Grant Kirkhope.
that's real fucking good to hear, man.
All right.
That's really
good,
man. He's one of the greats.
The last thing
I got to go.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I gave Henry got my phone, so like unless something goes wrong there.
Henry's a pretty cool guy.
The problem is that Henry is not afraid to yell at full volume at the drop of the hat.
I've spent enough time with your son to know.
Yeah. And so like I'm like that's why I'm like, why are you in here? Please. Why is no one helping me? I can't just stop doing this. Well, I could, but you know, like
yeah, just hold on, guys, and then just Joey gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm back.
That would be awful because Alf and I would literally fly.
Oh, he died.
What do we do? We literally can't push any buttons. Like,
yeah, you're just sitting there. Just
well, I'm just gonna log out. Bye.
Mortal Kombat, just sitting there. My voice just my mic just actuating.
Alf and I going on about like. You know what we'd probably do? Alf and I would probably do an a cappella Grant Kirkhope like banjo thing. Right? You down with that? Boom.
Go. I'm about to say who let Randy Newman in here? All right. The last thing on the list there is
Randy Newman wishes that he was on the level with Grant Kirkhope and Banjo Kazooie.
That episode of South Park with James Cameron and Randy Newman down in the bottom.
Oh, were they raising the bar? Yeah.
Yeah, that they came on it. Really excited about that.
They're trying to capitalize on fucking Avengers re-releasing to try to fucking dunk on Avengers.
Yeah,
included
deleted scene. I'm like, all right, now everybody wants to pay money to watch that.
We got it. We're gonna get them, boys.
We intersplice Captain Marvel in it.
Oh god,
she's got her weird haircut that you know she
it's
has.
Fine. It's fine.
Her and Hawkeye are going to be like, oh, same barber. Yeah.
All right. The last thing is the Alf special. We working on more Zelda, and we cut her hair.
Yeah,
that's out of left field, right? Like nobody expected that shit.
Fucking expect that. I thought it was DLC. I'm like, oh, cool.
It's funny that you say that because I read an article today that was saying that the Breath of the Wild development team had so many ideas for DLC that they couldn't narrow it down enough to make a like one or two DLC packages. They had so many creative ideas for Breath of the Wild that they had to be like, all right, well, it merits making a sequel.
Yep.
Right.
Which is fantastic to hear because Breath of the Wild is obviously like one of the greats in that franchise at this point.
Came out of left field when they announced it. I'm like, oh, cool, more DLC. And they're like, sequel. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I was also feeling like pretty disingenuous about it because I was like, where do you go? Like, I feel like they covered so many bases in the first one.
That's straight up dead ass Ganon. So I don't know what they're doing with that one.
Yeah, but who cares? I Breath of the Wild breaks so many of the Zelda tradition. I don't think you need Ganon.
From Treehouse, the interview, they said this one's going to be not. They're going to share some similarities with Majora's Mask with the dark themes, but they said they're going to even go grittier. I'm like, oh, okay. What does that mean?
Then Majora's Mask? That game's dark.
So I don't know what that means. Everyone's assuming Zelda's going to be playable because of her hair got cut. So, you know, less.
She's more of a focal point. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
I would love for Zelda to be playable.
Me too.
Yeah.
Be very interested in that, especially because, like, it would. Like, Link kind of like is the melee style of Zelda. You know what I mean? Like you could obviously have the other side of the spectrum and Zelda be very like spell based or very like archery based or something like that. Like something that gives you a lot more like range and verticality as far as the gameplay is concerned. And that would completely change the way that you view distance and like combat in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you know,
it's all speculation until they release more gameplay. So
right, that's what I was gonna say.
Obviously,
like,
yeah, we don't know nothing about it. We're all just speculating at this point.
So
hopefully, it's not as in development as long as Breath of the Wild. They already have the engine.
They have the engine. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah,
they don't have to fucking program how rocks fall down hills because that shit's already dope.
Right. I don't think I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Good God, like, there isn't.
I mean, obviously, like
we covered a lot of bases here.
Yeah,
we run on 2 hours now, so
hour 38. So I mean, like one of the things I can say is like the Mortal Kombat DLC came out. Like
Terminator as well.
Terminator
is going to be Mortal Kombat. It's Terminator's Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung is just in preview, and there were some battles here in Shang Tsung, and they offered the opportunity to play Shang Tsung this week.
He looks cool as fuck.
What was I
going to
say?
Who's going to town on a zipper?
Oh, here.
Stop it. They announced
you're on an audio based show, you dingus. What the fuck?
You're bored. They announced the Combat League, which is their season, and then they announced that there's exclusive skins you can only get by being at the top of your game for the season, and then some people are kind of upset about that.
Yeah, that's rough.
But yeah. There's 60 skins roughly per character already. So,
listen, I kind of know what they're going through. I just got my wings for season 16 of Diablo. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, was that a grind?
Right, and that's kind of the thing, is like it's just there to keep you playing, and you know. Like, the only thing you can hope for as a player, like, if you miss a season or you don't do well in a season, that they create a way for you to unlock it or regain it, or even just do like what Overwatch did, which is, here's our anniversary special where you can get all the skins you missed.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. But if you're going to insist upon having, like, a time frame reliant way to get skins or content that's exclusive to that amount of time,
yeah,
obviously should have some way to, like, reconvene and do it again.
One of the things we didn't talk about Google Stadia. Basically, that's their streaming thing. They have a premium service for $15 a month. Microsoft came back and talked about xCloud, which is their streaming thing, and they didn't mention a price.
Alf just fucking disconnected.
His phone just died.
Alf was like Google Stadia.
I was like, where's the mute button? I got a pee.
All right. Obviously, we didn't talk about that, but we can talk more about that stuff when it comes out. More information comes out about it. Trying to think of like other miscellaneous things we might have missed or didn't talk about.
Death Stranding. We didn't mention Death Stranding.
Right. The crazy Death Stranding trailer.
That's because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what is that game? Every fucking piece of information that they release, I'm like more and
it's
more.
It's a Strand game.
Well, yeah, but what? I have no idea. Is it a third person fucking action adventure? Like,
yes.
I have no clue. I think it's a third person.
It's a Kojima adventure game. Just leave it at that, right? So
holy shit, like what a fucking weird game.
And surprisingly, Sony didn't say anything even through their days of play when we thought maybe they would.
Yeah, right. There's just no information.
Like we didn't hear anything about the PS5, even though we thought we might have. The Microsoft didn't actually reveal more about Project Scarlet, you know. We didn't hear anything about pricing. We didn't hear anything other than what we already knew about the PS5.
I mean they know they can get $500 out of me, so
yeah, well, 700 because you're buying that controller.
Shh, don't fucking tell people. I'm still trying to figure out ways of how I'm going to scam that controller out of the system.
Hey, look at me. I'm in the Microsoft ecosystem till 2022. All right,
that's true. And you could have put that towards a controller that everybody would look at you like you're fucking stupid for having.
Every
time I was in public with my Elite controller, like back when we were, you know, public with gaming stuff, Joey, motherfuckers were like, why the fuck do you have that?
And I had a guy. We'll try. I don't. Next week, Kyle and I have an obligation on Monday, so we're going to try to schedule another day to do the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool. I was going to say, hopefully we'll get back to video because I'm hoping some things line up the next couple of days and we'll end up with a space.
Are we going to go back to a? Oh, okay. We're in space.
You know what I'm talking. Well, you and I can talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
And then, you know, hopefully we can get back to recording an audio, video as well and doing that kind of stuff.
People miss seeing our faces, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I can only run Mortal Kombat so many times. This noob cyborg character is almost
I was
going
to say, yeah. Like, what are we going to move to in terms of fucking like AI control? we could put Smash Brothers on like level 9 computers. And,
yeah.
Like, something.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put it in the corner. Yeah, you know, obviously, I just moved the podcast website was up for renewal, so I renewed it, moved all the emails and everything like that. So if you guys saw some weird stuff, you know, that might have
it's that.
So that gives you guys an opportunity to test out the emails. If you want to email any of us, it's Joey or Alf or Kyle or podcast@goldensaucer.net or and we'll get these emails. I really appreciate a question. Questions.
We
coming
love
in.
Questions.
And especially right. So it gives me a chance to make sure the email's working. If you guys don't get your emails, let me know, because I might have to give you the new settings and stuff like that. Reset your passwords.
Don't make me PewDiePie this up and fucking like create like a bunch of ghost accounts to email us fake ass questions.
We could do it. We could do it. We forgot to talk about Dr. Disrespect getting banned from Twitch.
Why, well, E3? I'm going to say later.
All right. Hold on. Let me get to where I can stop it. All right, Alex, do it.
Jesus.